T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
NCAA volleyball, Wisconsin against Stanford. Unfortunately, Minnesota swept in the semifinals by the Cardinal 3-0. But Wisconsin, two Minnesotans, two players from Champlain Park, Izzy Ashburn, a freshman, and Sidney Hilly, represent the Badgers tonight in Pittsburgh, and a guy who coached them both, John Yunker, joins us, head coach of the Rebels. And John, thanks so much for the time today, and you got to be very proud of these two young women.
Well, thanks for having me, and yeah, absolutely. We're very proud of them and all they've accomplished, and hopefully one more step here tonight.
Yeah, John, let's start with Sidney Hilly. She's a junior. She's had a huge impact on the Badgers' run to this Final Four. Now they're one victory away from their first ever championship, and we know it's going to be difficult. Stanford is a pedigree program, but tell us about Sidney's influence on the Badgers.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough battle tonight, but Sidney's, you know, had a great influence. She came in, and, you know, after another amazing setter, Lauren Carlini, who's playing for the national team now, and she knew that she wanted to be a part of this program and do something special and continue to build the program and do what they've done and hopefully get them to their first national championship. And here they are with a tough match tonight, but that's just a testament to Sidney's work ethic and her competitiveness. You know, she's a great teammate and stuff, of course, but you know, she's very talented and she kind of instills her will on the people around her as far as, you know, making them believe they can do a little bit more than maybe others do and making them feel good about themselves and achieving more. And she did that for us in high school, and I saw it in club, and it's carrying over here into the high school or into college, out of high school and stuff as well. So not really surprising the way she's instilling her will on what's going on.
Yeah, and John, talk about that recruiting process. She's now a junior at Wisconsin. How early was she on the Badgers' radar, and did she always have her sights set on going to Madison?
She was on the radar pretty early. You know, she gets on the list. You know, a lot of it happened her freshman year. She finished up with the recruiting process at the end of her freshman summer. You know, she had a number of schools on the list. I don't think she had anybody in particular that was she had her heart set on originally. It was a matter of, hey, what's the best fit for me? What program fits me the best as far as the feel and things like that? And after getting on campus and visiting with those coaches and knowing, you know, she looked up to Lauren Carlini a little bit prior to getting here, but, you know, that didn't mean that Wisconsin was the place that she was going to end up. But, you know, she got on campus and met those coaches and just fell in love with it. And like, yep, this is the place for me. So it was a little bit scrambled and hectic leading into that final decision because she was one of the top recruits and top one or two recruits in the entire nation as a setter in her class, and so we were getting calls all over the place, and it worked out great for her. And I hadn't personally been on campus myself until a couple years ago and met the staff, and I knew she made a great decision, and it's working out really well for her.
Yeah, and Sidney gets the Big Ten Setter of the Year award, also an All-American, so she's lived up to the hype. Did she help recruit Izzy Ashburn, who's just a freshman, to the Badgers, and she's going to factor in tonight's match as well?
You know, honestly, I don't think, you know, there was a lot of recruitment going on from Sidney to Izzy. I think, obviously, Sidney was somebody that they played together and things like that. And I think Sidney was just going to let Izzy do her own thing. She didn't want to influence her. Of course, she wanted to play with her. They're really good friends and enjoyed playing with each other. But Sidney didn't want to have, like, she felt like she was influencing Izzy and let Izzy make what was the best choice for her at the time kind of thing. So that was really great to see. As much as, like I said, Sidney enjoys playing with her and wants to play with her again, it was, you know, I got to let Izzy make what the best choice for her is. And, you know, they're very similar, cut from the same cloth as far as their competitiveness and work ethic and how they are as teammates and people. So I think that's why Izzy ended up at Wisconsin, I think, is just because once she got on campus and saw what it was like with coaches and players and the family atmosphere that they were both drawn for the same reasons. And it's nice that they played together, but I don't think that those two things necessarily went hand in hand. It was a matter of the qualities that they were looking for in their college future. And here they are together playing for a national championship. So we're really proud of them.
John Younger joining us, Champlain Park Rebels volleyball coach, had a chance to coach both Sidney Hilly and Izzy Ashburn, who will be on the floor for the Badgers tonight in Pittsburgh against the Stanford Cardinal in the volleyball championship match. About Izzy Ashburn, a big part of that first ever championship team at Champlain Park back in 2018. What a team, what a group, what a run, and Izzy was right in the middle of it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we had one heck of a team, you know, with four Division I volleyball players. So I just got to put in a lineup and get out of the way and watch them work a little bit. And you know, they held each other accountable and push each other. And you know, Izzy was as a captain, of course, and as a setter position, it's a natural leadership role. And she just kept pushing and making teammates feel good about themselves and the confidence that. In themselves, based by what she showed in them, again, very similar to Sydney. So that was outstanding for our program and a lot of fun to see and of course, and be a part of, and very special. And here she is 1 year later and has a chance to win at the highest level that she's at now as again. So it'd be very cool for her to win championships at the her senior year in high school and then freshman year in college.
It'd be a good run.
It'd be a great run. Doesn't happen that often, that's for sure, right?
I did talk to your assistant coach, Allison Axness, yesterday at Champlain Park High School, and she said there's quite a contingent from the Hilly family and the Ashburn family in Pittsburgh, so I'm sure they're well represented.
Oh, yes. Yep, the families are both well represented, and you know, I'm fortunate enough to be out here and watching as well in person, so it's a lot of fun, and I've only been to, unfortunately, with the schedule in the fall, I'm not able to get to a lot of Wisconsin matches, but the couple I've been to, the other parents know who I am and welcome me right in, so that's kind of another reason why the family atmosphere is so cool with what they have going on. I think a big reason why the girls chose to go to Wisconsin. So we're all having a lot of fun and really excited about the match in a couple hours, and it's the gym's going to be rocking, and a lot of Wisconsin fans, so, and we got a lot of people back home that are looking at us and watching the match and pulling for us as well. So.
Now, John, were you in town for the semifinals because Wisconsin beat Baylor 3-1 and then Minnesota got swept, which stood out for me as a big surprise. Stanford, the defending champs, Minnesota was able to beat Stanford early in the season this year. Did you have a chance to see the semis?
I did get a chance to watch the Wisconsin semi against Baylor. You know, that was a very good match. Obviously, the first match, Wisconsin lost to a very, very good Baylor team, and then they were able to keep things rolling into the rest of the sets. And, you know, as far as Minnesota, Stanford, I didn't get a chance to watch all of it in person. We were trying to meet up with the team and things like that. But Minnesota's a very talented volleyball team, and it's just a testament to how good Stanford is. You know, they got Plummer, who hits the ball from everywhere and is amazing. She's going to have an amazing career on the national team after this, so it's a little surprising that it was in three, but like I said, that's a testament to how good Stanford is. So the Badgers have their work cut out for them tonight, but you know, one night, one match, anything can happen, so we'll see.
Yeah, and quickly before we let you go, Coach, Catherine Plummer of Stanford, you just brought her up. I mean, she's remarkable, and this is a program that's won the title 3 of the last 4 years, 23 trips to the Final Four. Is there a strategy where you can try to take her out of it a bit, or is that impossible in volleyball?
Well, I think the only thing you can do is try and slow her down a little bit. It's pretty much impossible to take her completely out. Maybe you try and slow her down a little bit, and I think the biggest thing is after you do the best you can to slow her down, but you know that she's going to get her points and score her, get her on her opportunities. But what you do is hopefully that you don't allow another player or two to get hot because then it's just too much to defend. So you try and slow her down if you can, just a little bit, and make sure that the other kids don't beat you too, knowing that she's gonna get her swings in and whatever else. Because, yeah, like you said, she's super physical and she's a very, very talented volleyball player, and pretty much nobody's ever shut her down. So it's a matter of slow her down a little if you can, and do what you do on your side, and hope that the other players, who she has very talented players that often get overshadowed by everybody wants to talk about Catherine and how good she is and stuff, but she's got a lot of talent around her. That libero digs everything. They might as well just have one kid playing in the back row because she just gets she gets every ball. So we'll see. But, yeah, I think that's the plan, you know, try and slow down Catherine a little bit and then hope that the other ones don't get hot and just do the best you can on your side and play at the highest level on your side and see what happens.
Well, John, always great to visit with you. Thanks.
Well, thank you very much, guys, for having me, and thank you for covering the girls.
Thanks, John.
All right, there is John Yunker, head coach, Champlin Park, coached Izzy Ashburn and Sidney Hilly. They play for the Badgers in the volleyball championship match in Pittsburgh, PA, against the mighty Stanford Cardinals.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.